Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And got a good one for you in this cold winter day in Huntington Beach. It's just freezing. We're going to talk today about why you should carry cash and the advantages to cash. I've had so many people ask me about this. I thought this would be the perfect day for this. I like this side because it's completely dead. But I am on the Huntington Beach Pier right now. And before I get into it, please, as always, like these videos. Take a look at all the videos that we have in the channel. Plus, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Belly Trim XP, and I'll talk about them later. But first things first, guys. We've talked about the importance of having cash in your house and on you. And lately, for some reason, I've had so many people walk up to me and tell me about their cash positions. You know, people I don't know. That's the thing that's wild, is it's not like they're my friends talking about this. It's that these are people that I have no clue who they are. And the latest one was when I was at South Coast Plaza on Black Friday, a man named Jeremy walks up. Hey, this is my wife. I'm Jeremy. Da, 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 da. And the guy said, you know, oh, I love your channel. And then he leans in. He goes, hey, I got $250,000 at my house. I'm like, really? Yeah. I said, yeah, I'm good, man. I'm really good. I've taken your advice. And I don't think $250,000 is what I meant. Okay. But good for you, Jeremy. Okay. So bravo to you. But the advantage to cash, there's a lot of reasons. And I found a lot of great articles for you guys on why you should carry cash. And, you know, we're going to start with some small ones and some big ones. The first one is tipping, being able to tip people off the credit card. Servers love this. My son tells me, oh, we love it so much because I have to wait 2 weeks to get my check. And then they take the taxes out and I can get money at the end of the day and I can use it for gas. I can use it for food. They feel this. Now, Anaheim Stadium, where the Angels play, the Los Angeles Angels, they have a new thing that we've all seen. When you swipe your credit card, you have tipping. And I went to a few games this last season and I was like, hey, are you getting your tips? And he's like, well, no, I'm a temp. I don't get the tips. And I lost my mind. I called the stadium and I said, this is outrageous that the kid that's giving me the good service is the one that's getting the tip and you're not giving the tip. Oh, he misunderstood. No, no, no. I've talked to him twice about this. Says he doesn't get the tips on his check. So they changed it. So trust me, people would prefer it if you give them cash. And plus, it's nice to give people cash over, you know, anything else, over them waiting. You know, making small purchases and negotiating. Let's face it, guys, when you can go out and you have the ability to not put it on your credit card, you don't have the interest deduction, you don't have the fees, you don't run the risk of, you know, having late payments, you know, any ridiculous fees. And there's something else I'm going to cover in this video later about this. Man, oh man, we have a storm that's coming here, and I'm sorry that I just got sidetracked, but the waves today are the biggest I've seen, even since summer. They're just absolutely massive out here right now. So hopefully I'll catch a few of those for you. But the other thing is, you know, people right now are spending, you know, out of their minds, and they're completely maxed out. And think about this. During this time of the year, from October to December, it's normal for credit card purchases to go up 0.6%. We've already seen the increase at 1.6%. And you can say that's 1%, Dan. It's no big deal. It is billions of dollars, guys. Billions of dollars that people are putting on their credit cards on a monthly basis just to get by. And the point is that people are getting maxed out. They really, really are. And anything you can do not to, you know, to put things on credit, not to get credit cards, it's just going to help you. Now, people always write me and say, oh, Dan, I'm broke. You know, how do I budget when I'm broke? It's more important than ever. And, you know, to give you an idea, my son's 22. Sat down with him and laid out, know your expenses. Start with your expenses first and write down everything you pay in a month. And you'll be surprised. On a piece of paper, don't type it out, write it down. And then know what that number is. So many people don't know the number of what they owe in a month. And that's budgeting 101, is that right there. Oh my gosh, you know, I spend $25 more a month than I make. Okay, you're going to be surprised. There's a lot of people that are going to figure that out, and it's going to be, you know, damaging to them when they figure that. Look at the size of those waves. When you see a 6 foot tall guy, look at that. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? That is huge, guys. Look at that. These guys are standing up. Look at that. Wow. Okay, so Huntington Beach, guys. When you budget and you can have control of your finance, that's the first thing that you need to do. Plus, you need to have an emergency fund for emergencies. Now, in a world where we lose power, you know, everybody, you know, you talk about different things that could happen, different scenarios. Here's the scenario that you should be most concerned about: the power getting shut off. Because first of all, if you live in a building, you're not going to get water, you're not going to have power, you're not going to have internet, your iPhone's not going to work, you're not going to have anything, you're going to have no ability to communicate with anybody and to do anything. Well, I'll just call my dad. He's really handy. He'll get over here. No calling your dad. So the idea with this and having cash on hand is to be prepared. Now, do you have $250,000 put away? No, okay? You also have, you know, let's say you live in a fixed income, and I've said this so many times, you have a pension, you have Social Security, 10% of your money should be stuck in a drawer, someplace that you're the only one that knows about, that nobody knows about for an emergency. It should be broken down in large bills, small bills, even a roll of quarters should be included in that, because I've seen times where people have to park, the credit cards won't work, and you better be able to pump a quarter in there because those cities want that money and you don't want to be getting ticketed and all that stuff during times like this. It's lunacy, okay? Now, south side of the pier, as I do this, let's walk over here. So again, in a world that we live in, that's everything is digital right now, 41% of all the payments right now are made via cards, okay? If you've negotiated anything, I am telling you, you want to negotiate something properly, have cash. You want to buy a car, have green cash. And the advantage to that is, no, it's not to avoid taxes. No, it's not to skirt the man and go around this. No, it's to get a better deal, because there is power in saying, listen, I'm going to lay $7,100 bills in your kitchen table. How's that sound? Well, the car's $9,000. Oh, okay, I'll see you later. Okay, let me pull my credit card out. Let me write you a check, okay? There's really big power in that. Let's take a look at the waves for a second. Oh! Let's talk about our sponsor, Belly Trim XP. Did you know that 7 out of 10 Americans are considered overweight, and over 40% of those people are considered obese? As we get older, it gets more difficult to lose weight. People don't want to exercise. People don't want to diet. There is something you can do about that. Belly Trim XP comes from the good people at BioTrust. They have shipped over 15 million products. They are absolutely amazing. They have a capsule that's all natural, doesn't speed you up. It's loaded with conjugated linoleic acid. And this has been proven to reduce belly fat. Take a look at trimwithdan.com. They set up this great website so you can get the discounts of saving 51% off the regular price. Check it out today. But think about this. We need an edge right now. And as we get older, there's so many health problems that are attributed to being overweight. You don't want to be a statistic. You want to live a long, happy, healthy life, and you want to be able to sleep. You want to be able to enjoy yourself, enjoy your day, and not be irritable and not be a fatty, okay? Take a look at trimwithdan.com, Belly Trim XP. Check it out today, guys. Now, the cash thing, everybody loves cash. Everybody loves cash for gifts. Everybody loves the speed and how they can spend it and what they can do with it. It's better than a gift card. It's better than anything you can give them because they can have the freedom to spend it any way they want. Having cash on you when you want to buy something, yard sales, you know, shopping, the stores, it's a big deal. Plus, you're seeing a lot of inner cities where the store owners prefer cash. And you're seeing certain areas here in LA County, I'm in Orange County, the next county up is Los Angeles County, they have certain areas where they want to make it mandatory that they're not going to get rid of cash. So if they have a central bank digital currency, you're going to still be able to accept cash because of the poor people and older people have a tendency to use cash. And you should exclude them. They should have to get a credit card. They should have to go out and do that. No, no way. Some of these people are never going to do that, and they shouldn't be excluded from the purchasing process. So, you know, share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let me know what you think. But the next thing is your credit card statements and your bank statements. You know, one thing that I harp on is to have paper statements that you get in a month and you look at, because we ignore emails. We ignore messages like that. We ignore things like this. And when you get a letter from your credit card company, oh, I got to open that, okay? So I just had a credit card company send me a letter, and I'm like, what's this? Oh, hey, we increased your credit line without you asking. Thank you very much, even though I have a zero balance on it. The point is that you have to look this time of the year when you use the credit cards more, you've got to be more aware of double charging. My most famous story, two of them were, I had a credit card and I went and bought a sweater at this clothing store that I thought was awful. And I just thought the service was horrible. They thought they were the coolest people in the world. And I bought this sweater. And when I get my statement, they had double billed me. And this was 30 years ago. I was furious about this. So went back to the store. The store was out of business, okay? So how do I dispute this? How do I do this? Well, back then it was much more difficult to dispute stuff like this. Prove you didn't get two sweaters. What do you mean prove? There's one of them. What do you mean? What, do I come to the bank and show you this? So you have to look out for charges like that. You have to look out for erroneous fees. You have to look out for late fees. You have to look out for everything that they're trying to charge you, because they're going to try to nip and tuck and get you every way you can. When you think of these credit cards over cash also, is the average, you know, some people have great credit and have zero fee, okay? A lot of people now have a monthly fee. Hey, we report you to the credit agencies, so we're going to charge you $6 a month, $6.95 a month. I've seen $25 a month from people that have sent me stuff. $25 a month, okay? $300 a year to have the credit card reported to credit agency. Check your credit report. Make sure you know what's on it. Make sure that you know if you're being charged for something that you shouldn't be. Now, this goes for your bank statement also. My ex-wife, when we were dating 30 years ago, goes to a dress shop, buys something, and then says, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do this. I'm just going to pay it cash. Okay? The girl at the dress shop said, I'm one sale away from my bonus. It's what she told my ex-wife, girlfriend at the time. And in her bank statement, this is when you get the check sent back, the girl at the store had taped together the torn check. Like, here's the check, tear it up, here's the cash. She put the check through as well. And we went to the police on this. We were blown away. Oh, she no longer works there. Who cares? The fact that this person put together a check for $56 is insane that somebody did that. So look at this stuff, guys. But again, have cash on hand. Do I tell you how much? You need to have as much as Jeremy. Who can top Jeremy? That's what we should do. Does anybody have more than $250,000 at their house? Send me your address and I'll send you a Christmas card. No, I'm kidding, okay? Be safe, be smart. Don't do anything like that. Make sure it's protected. Make sure it's hidden. Don't tell people about things like this, but cash is king. Cash is power. Cash gives you the ability to negotiate and do things that you can't do with a credit card or a check even. It gives you power. But you have to understand that in these times that we're about to go through, and it's getting worse. And if you can kid yourself and you can say everything is great, the economy is turning around, inflation's turning around, really, really. You're seeing interest rates sky high. Even if the Fed doesn't raise interest rates at their next meeting, you're still gonna see things sky high. The real estate market is collapsing. You're seeing things change in a dramatic way right now. Protect yourself, make sure you're ready, and make sure you have some cash on hand, okay? Reach out to me, hello@iallegedly.com is the email address. Sign up for the email address because the big Christmas announcement is coming before the end of the month, guys. So you wanna be on that list. Use this link right here. You can sign up for that, and all you do is take a picture of it with your phone and sign up on the email address, and you guys will be part of the Christmas program, holiday program. I don't care if you don't celebrate Christmas or not. You want to get free gifts and stuff from Dan. It's all great, okay? Onward and upward, guys. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I hope it's warm like this where you're at.